नमः
नमः
Ah.
राधे बने शरी रेखा भानो देवी प्रणा मामी हरी प्रिय
Yeah.
पतितानां
पावनेभ्यः
वैष्णवेभ्यः
नमः।
किराता
पूना
अंधा
गोविंदा
उपकशा
आवीरा
कुंभा जपना
कथादय
जिन्ने पापा
यद
शुभन्ति प्रभवा विष्णवे नमः
नमः।
महा
मदान
माया
कृष्ण
प्रेमा
उदाहरते
कृष्णाय
कृष्ण
चैतन्य
नामिने
गौरा नमः। पंच सत्ता
मतम
कृष्णम भक्त
रूप
स्वरूप पतम भक्तावतारम नमामि भक्त सत्विकम कृष्ण
करुणा
सिंधु
दीना
बंधु
जगत्पति
गोपिका
गोपिका
कांत्या
राधा
कांत
नमः
सुते
जयतांगतो
गंगा
मम
मंद
मते
गति
महाम
भोजो
राधा
मदन
मोहन
दिव्या
विद्या
कन्या
कल्प
कुमार रत्ना
तार
सिंह
सनस्तो
श्री राधा
लीला
गोविंदा
देवो
निष्ठा
देवा
मानो
मनामि
श्रीमान
रथा
गंभी
वंशी
तथा कर्षन
धीनो
तनय
गोपी
गोपी
नाथ
प्रिय
न
सप्त
कांचन
गौरांगी
राधे
गंदा
मने
शरीर
रेखा
भानु
सुते
देवी
प्रणाम
मामी
हरि
प्रिय
चिंता
मणि
प्रकर
दग्मसु
कल्प
वृक्ष
लक्ष्या
विशेषु
रवि
पालंतम
लक्ष्मी
सहस्रता
संभ्रम
मानम
गोविंदम
आदि
पुरुषम
तम
अहम
भजामि
सप्त
पांचन
गौरांगी
राधे
निंदा
मने
शरी
रेखा
भानु
देवी
प्र
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Hare Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Put the mouth on. Give me the Sadhika. Now the chant goes as we say, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
First offense is to be fast in the
no scripture of the world should be blasphemed. Should be especially Veda. Shruti means Veda. So actually, Vedas are the original scriptures. Gradually, many other scriptures have developed. They are called Smriti. Shruti Smriti. Shruti Smriti, Pansarasriti Vihindina, Vikantiti Hrish Bhakti, Utpadaya Utalpati. This is the definition given by Srila Rupa Goswami, that to become a devotee of the Lord, Krishna, one has to follow the principles of Shruti and Smriti. And Pansarasriti Vidhi, especially in this age, Kali Yuga, there is no Vedic Vidhi. Because Vedic Vidhi is law. Formerly, initiation was offered to a person who is actually born of a Brahmin father. Otherwise, for the higher caste, the Brahmins, the Kshatriyas and the Vaishyas, they were offered initiation, and the Shudras were not offered. That was the Vedic system. But in this age, the Shastra says that Kalo Shudra Sambhava. In this age of Kali, practically there is no more any Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, maybe by name, but in qualification they are not existing. Everyone is supposed to be Shudra. So, in Kali Yuga, the Pansaratri Vidhi is accepted. The Pansaratri Vidhi is also Vedic Vidhi, corollary, given by Narad Mahamuni. But it is accepted by the Vedic followers, Pansaratri Vidhi. Pansaratri Vidhi means if anyone has a little inclination for spiritual development, he should be given chance. This initiation means to give chance. If Bhagavad says that Kirata Hunanda Kulinda Pustaka Avira Sumbha Javana Khasat, these are the least of the Chandala, less than the Shudra. The Bhagavad gives open road for everyone. Even one is Kirat. Kirat means generally they are called aborigines, or the very black aborigines living in the jungles. They are called Kirat. In our country it is called Santa. So anyway, whom a class of people in the field side of north Arctic zone, they are called Huns. So, Kirata Hunanda Pulinda Putkasa Avira Sumna, there is a very great list of the Chandavas, less than the Shudra. The Bhagavad says, the generation Papa, not these classes, even less than them, even they are born in the family of sinful tribes, they can be also purified. Shuddhanti, they can be also purified. Kirata Hunanda Kulinda Pukkasa Arhila Sumbha Jagannatha Sadhava Gurneta Papa, they Anneta Papa, Shuddhanti, they can be purified by association of Vaishnava. Janneta Papa, Jad Upasraya Sraya. Upasraya means just like a person who is a devotee of Krishna, and if anyone takes shelter of such devotee, he can be purified. This is called parampara system. So, for this Bhagavad Dharma, there is no restriction anywhere, any part of the world, they can accept this Bhagavad Dharma. from that principle in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life also, he accepted many Mohammedans also as his disciples, just like Thakur Srivast. He was born in a Mohammedan family, and he took many Pathans as his disciples when he was coming back from Vrindavan. So, in this system, disciples system of Vedic process, there is no restriction. Anyone can come. And this is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita Krishna says that Mani Pasadapa Krishna Deity to Papadyo. Never mind. If one is born in a family, it is considered to be sinful. Sriya Sutra Tatha Vaishya. Even the woman, the Sutra, and the Matinkai class of men, anyone. Jinn is a papa. Mam hipata tapa sutra viti su papa dana. Sriya Sutra Tatha Vaishya. Sriji Jam Diparangati. They can also be elevated to the highest platform of perfection by these process of initiation and kinpuna brahmana punya bhakta raja sarasvata. In such persons can be elevated, and what to speak of the brahmins, bhakta, dusha, devotees, and rajasa, and great kshatriyas. There is nothing to speak about that. In these people can be elevated. So this Bhagavad Dharma is very nice, it is universal, it can be accepted by everyone. Unfortunately, so long there was no preaching of this Bhagavad Dharma. Now, by the grace of Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, Bhagavad Dharma is now being expanded in the Western countries. I am very glad that boys and girls from this part of the world, they are also embracing and they are nicely chanting and following the rules and regulations. So I think Krishna is a very... initiation means this is the beginning. Now you have to follow the rules and regulations. What are the rules and regulations? Only four principles. Don't have any illicit sex life. Don't have any food besides prasadam or foodstuff offered the person. And Krishna does not eat anything beyond the vegetarian group. Because in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, patram pustam phalam tuyam yumi bhaktya priyate. So you cannot offer Krishna anything beyond this scope. So there is no question of non-vegetarian diet, including peas, eggs, even onions, and lentils, pulses. So you have got from your God brother, you know, and you are eating here Krishna Purtanam, and no gandhi, and no intoxication, including smoking, tea-taking, coffee-taking. No gambling, no intoxication. These four things. No illicit sex life, no non-vegetarian diet, no gambling, and no intoxication. These four principles have to be followed, and in the beginning, the offenses, we read the offenses, younger. So offenses are 10 kinds of offenses. The first offense is to derive at the Vedic literature or scripture. Satang Ninda, and those who are preaching a God consciousness, never mind. In any part of the world, those are preaching God consciousness. In your country, Christian, not in your country, of course, it was preached in Central Asia, but now Christianism is spread all over. So Lord Jesus Christ, he also preached. But and Muhammad and Hazrat Muhammad, he also preached Gospel. Similarly, in India, there were acharyas, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, God consciousness, they preached. So, Lord Buddha, he of course did not preach directly God consciousness, but we accept him as the incarnation of God. He is Avadhita Buddha Sariva Jaya Jagadisha Hare. He has to preach among the 80th class of men who are too much addicted with animal slaughter, and he wanted to stop animal slaughter. That was his main business. So, as several times explained, therefore he rejected Vedic authority. Because in the Vedic authority, there is recommendation under certain condition of animal sacrifice. But he wanted to stop completely animal sacrifice. Therefore, superficially, he said he denied the authority of Vedic righteous. Because if he accepted Vedic righteous, then he could not preach with Ahimsa Paramo Dhamma. So, that's a great story. Anyway, we accept, we Vaishnav, we accept Lord Buddha as incarnation, that is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. He incarnation of Krishna. He is Avadhuta Buddha Sarira. So, indirectly, the Buddhists are worshipping God. They are denying there is no existence of God, but they are accepting the incarnation of God. So anywhere, the four prime religions of the world, namely Hinduism, Christianism, Mohammedanism, and Buddhism, directly or indirectly, they are accepting God. And without accepting God, there is no meaning of religion. That is not religion. According to Bhagavad, Dharmanta Sakshat Bhagavat Pranitam. Dharma, what is dharma? Religion means the code given by God. That, just like Krishna says in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharmān Parityajyam Mahānekam Saranandam. Now Krishna, in the beginning, said that dharma samasthāpanārthāya samvāmidhī. I come, descend, in order to establish religion. Now, again in the, at the end he said, Sarva Dharmān Parityajyam. He came to establish religion, and in the end he said that give up all parts of religion. What does it mean? That means religion means saranam to God, actually. That is religion. If there is no such principle, saranam unto God, that is religion. Not the righteous. Righteous are superficial. The Bhagavad says, Savai Punsa Paro Dhamma Jato Bhakti Radho Khaji. You follow any kind of religion, that doesn't matter. But the case will be how much you have developed God consciousness or Krishna consciousness. That is the case. If that is lacking, then you have simply wasted your time. Dharma sthānu sthita pungsa viśvakhena kathāsita mūtādaya ratiṁ yadi sramayeva hi kevala. If by following the ritualistic principles of any kind of religion, if one has not developed God consciousness or love of God, then it is simply waste of time, level. So gradually people are coming to the stage that God is there. They have developed so much love for God that they want to see God is there. That means they have not followed any kind of rule. This is all useless. Come on, you go to them. Simply they are wasted.
all cannot be there. It is crazy proposal. How God can I be? If we are praying to God, so God give us our daily bread, and the bread is supplied to us. How God is there? God cannot be there. So, these are crazy proposals. Don't be attached to all these nonsense proposals. God is existing. He is Nitya, Nityanam. Just like we are existing, similarly God is existing. And He is the chief amongst the eternals. We are also eternal. Najayata namayati vakadachi. So, these are very conventions. God is there, I am here, God is eternal, I am eternal, He is Satchidananda Vigraha, I am also, at the present moment, my body is material, but when I am liberated, I also become Satchidananda Vigraha. So, these things gradually you learn from Srimad Bhagavad, Bhagavad Gita. Now, this Hare Krishna, this chanting process is changing your heart. As you advance in changing your heart, so God becomes revealed and God is sitting. Vishra Sarvahutana Middhesha Arjuna Tishthati. Krishna is sitting in everyone's heart. Simply we can see Him as soon as the heart is clean. Sinnatam and God is healthy. Sinnatam Sakatha Krishna Punna Savana Kitana Riddhantasva Avadrani. As soon as the whole time and faith, you chant the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, God is healthy, Krishna is healthy, from within, to cleanse your heart so that you will be able to see things as they are. So we shall avoid blaspheming the persons who have preached God consciousness all over the world. We should not duplicate the value of scriptures, and the most obstinate sinful activity is to act sinfully on the strength of chanting Hare Krishna. Because it is said that as soon as you chant Hare Krishna, you become freed from all sinful activity. There is no difference between Krishna and Krishna name. Hence, so if somebody thinks that I am chanting Hare Krishna, therefore I can continue committing all kinds of sinful activities, that is the greatest. Namna bala jasta hi pabavuni. Anyone who commits sinful activities, I have already explained the four kinds of sinful activities you should avoid. But if you think that you are chanting, therefore there will be no reaction of sinful activities. That is the greatest thing. Greatest of them. Never. Don't commit any sinful activities. And sama subhakriyamati pramana. This is another great offense. That don't accept this chanting as something auspicious activity. It is transcendental to auspicious and inauspicious activity. It is a vibration from the spiritual side which will attract you gradually to the spiritual side beyond this material side. Bhakta-bhaktya-sanātana parastatmāsubhāva-hanyā. As you get information from the Bhagavad Gita, there is another nature which is called spiritual nature, and the devotees are trying, all the transcendentalists, some are trying to merge into the spiritual existence only, and we devotees, we want to keep individuality and want to become associated with the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. So gradually you shall learn it from the lectures and the book and with association with your God brothers and sisters. So this is your initiation. Take it very seriously. Chant Hare Krishna very carefully and your life will be successful. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you. When I say Sahai, you all say, everyone says. Namo, Abhavitra,
Abhavitra,
Uttrava,
Abhivitra,
Uttrava,
Vatyang,
Vatyang, Vatuk, Shiva, Yaskare, Kundari, Sankang,
Sankara,
Raja,
Maraja,
Pantaram,
Pantaram,
Ki,
Suti,
Nama,
Om,
Vishnu,
Vishnu,
Maharaya,
Maharaya,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Uthaya,
Uthaya,
Bhutale,
Bhutale,
Srimati,
Srimati,
Bhakti,
Bhakti,
Siddhanta,
Siddhanta,
Swami,
Swami,
Iti,
Iti,
Nani,
Nani,
Saha,
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 Saha.
That is not looking for.
Namitagari and Sang Haribhishna. Sang Haribhishna. Play harmony.
Hare Krishna,
রোজানা যেহেতু ঋতুজ আসে আমার প্রসাদ যেরকম মন্দিরের নিয়ম ঠিক আছে
প্রবলেম